This is a Tri-Cities hometown story on News Radio 610 KONA. Here's host Rob Ellsworth.
Welcome back to our Tri-Cities hometown story Friday football fix with Steve Graff. You know, one of the things you went through in your career was when Chiawana High School got built. Pasco went from having one high school to two. Mm-hmm. So naturally, your roster size had to have gone down initially. Did that make it easier or more difficult with a smaller, you know, a smaller pool to draw
from? Well, the first year we had no seniors. Mm-hmm. We played with juniors and sophomores, and we were 1-9, and we took our lumps. But we got them back next year when we had seniors, mm-hmm. and those kids were seniors because they were so battle-tested and beat up from being juniors, and, you know, they didn't want to lose, and they did a great job. They got that you know, program started out there. I think they went to the quarterfinals that second year. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was a no-brainer for me because my kids were going to go to that school. And, I got a little bit of flack from folks at Pasco about why do you want to leave? Well, get brand new everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Brand new everything. Sure. And my kids are going to go out there. So it was a no-brainer for me.
Talk about a 1-9 season for you and having had so much success. I mean, did you just understand or even prepare yourself in advance? This is what it's going to be like this
patience,
year.
Patience. Yeah. It was a patience test because we honestly would play with people for a half. And then some of those kids like Vincent and Patrick Sullivan and some of those down guys playing both sides of the ball. Mm-hmm. And they were undersized. Well, they can hang with them for a half, but then the second half we just run out of gas.
Kicks
most of
in.
The time.
Yeah. Are you done coaching or are you just done coaching for now?
I'm pretty sure I'm done.
So even like, you know, like Craig Beverlin and Tom Moore, after they stepped away a few years later, they come back to be assistants at programs. Is that something
I don't think of? I don't think so. I think, you know, they're the ones that started the nuclear arms race by going to camp and doing all that stuff. So, mm-hmm. they, you know, they're football fanatics. I like football. I love football. It's been great for me. But I have some other hobbies that I really enjoy doing.
And it's time for that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You talked a little bit earlier about guys like Andy Troxell, Billy Templeton. I'll add Scott Bond, Scott Bigland to the list. Guys that have coached under you and have become head coaches. Have you done anything specific to mentor certain guys that you felt would or had the desire to move up, or it just kind of happened that way?
It just kind of happened that way for Scott, and I assumed that Andy would eventually be a head coach, mm-hmm. and Billy would eventually be a head coach coming, you know, he's tied to Beverlin, and obviously Andy with Ed. Situation for Scott, boy, the last 3 years, he's been doing all the not so much fun work, mm-hmm. that I let him do because he wanted to do it so he could, you know, get ready.
So
this is what you're in for. And yeah.
With Scott, you guys are close and you see each other on a daily basis. How will you like how will you build up a limitation for you to not meddle too much, or like how will you do that so you give him advice when he asks for it?
Well, yeah, it's that'll be the key. He asks for advice, I'll give it to him. If he doesn't ask for it, then I'm not gonna give it to him. I'll give him a hard time sometimes. So what you doing running that thing? You know, we can do that because we're good friends.
Sure.
But I think he's gonna do a great job, and he's worked his tail off, and he's prepared to go.
And what's it like for you to see a guy that you coached? I mean, he played at Pasco while you were a coach,
yeah.
and to now succeed you as a head coach.
Well, I think it's good, and it was great that they hired him and didn't go outside, because he knows. I mean, he's not going to change everything, mm-hmm. but he's going to tweak some things that he wants to tweak, but for the most part, it was turnkey.
We'll be right back with Steve Graff after these messages.